Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Thank you for coming back. Of course, we open up with our theme song by Mr. Gregory Stafford. No one else. And I'd like for you to open up the discussion with me today as we take a look at something that is troublesome, to say the least. You've heard about it. You've probably read about it as well. The Coast Guard lieutenant. He's talking about someone who has a little bit of rank here, pretty decent rank. Describes himself as a white nationalist. The one who was arrested in Maryland earlier this month, plotting to kill a long list of prominent journalists and Democratic politicians and professors and judges. People he considered to be leftists in general. Just generally leftist people. Again, no one who had done anything to him personally, no one who had done anything to his family, he just disagrees with their political views. He disagrees with their worldviews. So this man decided that the way he would respond to these people who have views different from his own was by killing them. Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan. As you know, they searched this place. They found all kinds of ammunition, much of which, if not all of which, has come from our taxpayer dollars, because these are military weapons that he had been stockpiling. And I mean serious stockpiles. 15 firearms, more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition. More than 1,000. Now, this is an American citizen plotting to murder fellow citizens simply because their views, political and worldviews, are different from his. We have that situation going on. The lieutenant used his work computer to draw up a list of prominent figures he calls traitors. He wanted to kill well-known anchors and hosts on the CNN and MSNBC news networks. He wanted to kill House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters, Senator Richard Blumenthal, and others. He wanted to kill some of the senators running for president in 2020. Because their views are different from his. It wasn't that long ago, ladies and gentlemen, that we had a shooting in Arizona. And again, not because anyone had done anything to the shooter, but because of what was going on in his heart, his mind. And we know that, as we know, town hall meeting taking place, just a very simple town hall meeting. Unfortunately, this was a time when we had Republican senators and representatives and others putting crosshairs on their websites senators and representatives from the Republican side standing on the balcony saying meet them at the border. All of these having to do with war, literally, war. And so we had this one gentleman to show up with some assault weapons, and he started firing into the crowd during former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords' town hall meeting, killed several people, injured several people, including Gabrielle Giffords. He killed children as well as adults, men and women of various ages, just murdered them, injured many. And it's just, you know, we've had all of these, we've had towns, cities burned down because people didn't like the race of the people who lived in those towns that they burned down. We have this issue with this gentleman, Hassan, stockpiling these weapons to kill people with different political views, worldviews. And I've said before, you know, a lot of people like to say, well, you know, it's interesting that so many of these people who make these political statements, these social statements, et cetera, you know, particularly when during election times, they like to talk about how they're driven by fear. And I've said a number of times, there may be some fear involved, but fear is not the biggest problem. Hatred is the biggest problem. And Hassan, according to the New York Times, mused about taking advantage of some already tense issue like the standoff in Oregon in 2016 between protesters and the Bureau of Land Management. And he said in one of his letters, please send me your violence that I may unleash it onto their heads. Guide my hate. He didn't write in his letter, guide my fear. He was honest enough to say, guide my hate to make a lasting impression on this world. Guide my hate. A clear indication that the people in and of themselves were not the problem. His heart, filled with hatred, is the problem. What helps to make this situation so troubling is because, again, he was using his connections in the military to stockpile, to gather his stockpile of weapons and ammunition. But what also makes it troublesome is that he's not the first. For quite a number of years and years and years in America, we have had people joining the military, being intimately connected with racist groups, and using their military connections, their military opportunities to move around, gather weapons, etc., to push their racist, hate-filled agendas. Is enough being done to address this matter? And of course, this guy was planning to kill black and white, maybe some Hispanics too, Democratic politicians, journalists, simply because he hates them. Because their views about the way life should be conducted are different from his. How much longer does this go on? Racist groups who live in America plotting against fellow Americans of all races. And as he pointed out, one of his goals was to help prepare for the coming race war. I shared with you all a number of times several years ago that there are people in this country who are committed to trying to start a race war. They want a race war. Can you imagine people whose greatest passions are to start a war because they are filled with so much hatred? They want to start a war in their own country for the purpose of destroying people who have never done a thing to them. Never done a thing to him. But he hates them so much. I was saying, even when you go back as far as, well, I remember watching a documentary some time ago where some news journalists were interviewing some guys who were talking about race war. And they were talking about how they have their people all over the place. Fields of medicine, in the military, in the courts, you name it. They're all over the place. And they have their plans as to how they're going to start a race war. And they boasted about how when it comes down to a race war, the white race will win. There are more white people. They have more weapons, and they boasted white racists train to use their weapons, and so they're much more skillful than most people of color who also have assault weapons, etc. Prosecutors said that they've obtained video images of Hassan taking pills while at work, and that Tramadol, which is an opioid painkiller, was found during a search of his office. It is so interesting that we have so many people whose greatest passion is to hate. And they're ready to destroy, destroy, destroy. Kill and destroy in order to get some kind of satisfaction, fulfillment, and maybe even some release from their own darkness that plagues their own souls. Do you think that there are ways that, if there are measures that the military can put into place to catch these people earlier in the game than they normally do, particularly when it comes to their ability to not only stockpile weapons themselves, but we've heard and read news articles previously from years past where they were getting some of these weapons and ammunition to racists on the outside, people not connected with the military, helping them stockpile and prepare for the war that they're intent on starting. A race war in their own country. I wonder how many of them pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.